This music comes from Iceland, from a young composer who first made a name for himself as an associate of the Icelandic singer Björk. Valur Sigurðsson is his name. Lots of G's there, which are apparently pronounced as Y's. Valur has appeared on our New Sounds live concerts with the composer Nico Muley in the past, and now has a CD called Draumalandið, Dreamland. It is the soundtrack to a film about both the extraordinary natural beauty of the Arctic and of Iceland in particular, and about the multinational corporate greed that has caused a lot of that beautiful terrain to be hit pretty hard ecologically. It's a really interesting score because it occupies a middle ground between the worlds of classical music or chamber music on the one hand and electronica and rock on the other. And in fact, there's even an Icelandic folk song sung by Sam Amadon that kicks the album off. But you know, we've talked a fair amount on New Sounds in the past about this quote-unquote post-rock phenomenon. Bands that are performing music in an instrumental setting that seems to be somewhat inspired by contemporary classical new music, chamber music, but which is coming out of the rock world. Well, a similar thing is happening with composers like Valur Sigurðsson and Nico Muley, with whom he works so much, where the classical composers are adopting and adapting to the world of rock and using a lot of that technology and a lot of those sounds in their music. So if we can say post-rock, I think we can also say post-classical. And on this edition of New Sounds, we'll be hearing some post-chamber music or post-classical music from the New York group called Red Hooker, from an unusual project that takes the 14th century music of Guillaume de Machaut and recasts it in a world jazz setting, and, speaking of chamber music, a sextet, but one that doesn't feature violins, violas, and cellos, but rather electric guitars. So all of that is coming up in the next hour. I'm John Schaefer, it's New Sounds, and we begin with this dark-hued but very colorful score from Iceland, from Valur Sigurðsson, the album called Draumalandið, or Dreamland. Thank you. A real urgency to that score by the Icelandic composer Valgeir Sigurðsson. Looks like Valgeir Sigurðsson, but not pronounced that way, apparently. Not that I'm making any claims for my Icelandic pronunciation, but Sigurðsson's album is called Draumalandið, or Dreamland, soundtrack to a documentary film about ecology and corporate greed, etc., and we've heard a series of four excerpts from this really remarkable album by Valgeir Sigurðsson, which features his friends Sam Amadon and Nico Muhly, the three of them together. The folk singer, the New York-based composer, and the Icelandic producer have formed this record label in Reykjavik called Bedroom Community, and that's the label that this album is on. The three of them often working together in a way that really blurs the distinction between the different styles, between, say, chamber music and what you would produce with, a rock band in a recording studio. And so if we can talk about post-rock music, as we've done in past editions of New Sounds, then we can talk about a post-chamber or post-classical music as well. And I would point to this score as a pretty good example of that. But there are others, and we'll hear some of them in just a moment, including some music from Brooklyn's Red Hooker, and going all the way back to the 14th century for the music of Guillaume de Machaut in a very postmodern arrangement. That's coming up next. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds, program number 3028, and when we get to the Brooklyn group Red Hooker in just a couple of minutes, you'll hear some music that features sounds that you would more commonly expect to hear in a chamber music setting. Two violins, a bass clarinet, but an electric guitar rounds out that ensemble. So, you know, you could call it post-rock, you could call it post-chamber music. We'll be getting to that in a moment, but first, an album called The Art of Love. Robert Sadin, S-A-D-I-N, reinterprets the music of Machaut. Guillaume de Machaut, the 14th century French composer, wrote some really lovely songs, and they have a kind of timeless quality, I suppose, which is probably what attracted Robert Sadin to them in the first place. But also the idea of rearranging these for a group of crack New York musicians from both the jazz world and from the worlds of Brazilian and African music, it proved irresistible to him. So he put together this project. And the first song we'll hear, Dustam, features vocals by Hassan Hakmoun, the Moroccan Gnawa singer and lute player. We'll also hear one of the instrumental tracks on the record, which is called Comment. In both cases, this is genuine classical music in a decidedly post-classical arrangement from the album Art of Love by Robert Sadin. And then we'll hear from Brooklyn's Red Hooker and what looks like a chamber ensemble, the two violins, the clarinet, the guitar, but the guitar is amplified. Stephen Griesgraber is the composer of this music and is also the electric guitarist. And from the album Vespers, we'll hear a track called Standing Still. Some more post-classical or post-chamber music on this edition of New Sounds. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That's music from Red Hooker, band out of Brooklyn, if not specifically from the Red Hook section of Brooklyn. Red Hooker is led by composer and electric guitarist Stephen Griesgraber. He wrote that piece called Standing Still, and it comes from the album Vespers by Red Hooker. This is composed music, and there are a couple of violins and a bass clarinet, but there's also the electric guitar and occasional sound processing, so classical music fans, many of them, unfortunately, would not necessarily recognize this as classical music, and hence the attempt to use terms like post-classical or post-chamber music to describe this sort of thing, which otherwise we might be calling post-rock music from Stephen Griesgraber and the band Red Hooker. Prior to that, we heard two tracks of genuine classical music, 14th century songs by Guillaume de Machaut, the French composer, in 21st century arrangements by Robert Sadin, S-A-D-I-N, who is a Grammy-winning producer and arranger, and whose name I might be mispronouncing. Strangely enough, I know I'm getting Guillaume de Machaut right, but this album called Art of Today is a collection of Machaut songs, arranged and played by a group of musicians mostly from here in New York, but including Hassan Hakmoun, the Moroccan singer, Milton Nascimento from Brazil, Brad Meldow, the jazz pianist, Natalie Merchant, formerly of 10,000 Maniacs. The list goes on, and it's pretty impressive. We heard an instrumental piece called Comment and a song called Douce Dame from The Art of Love, music of Machaut, in a kind of world jazz arrangement by Robert Sadden, or Sadden, or however he says it. In a moment, a sextet. Well, that sounds like chamber music, except that the instruments playing are all electric guitars, PG6's The Book of Ray Guns, and we return to Iceland and more music from Valur Sigurðsson as we continue with new sounds. If you'd like a playlist for this New Sounds program, you can either write to us, email us at newsounds@wnyc.org and ask for playlist number 3028, or you can just find it on the New Sounds page of our website at wnyc.org. Also on the web, you will find the shows themselves. You can hear any edition of New Sounds anytime. You can sign up for podcasts and leave a comment and get details on upcoming New Sounds Live events and much more. All of that on the New Sounds page at wnyc.org. Let's go back to the Valur Sigurðsson record called Draumalandið, Dreamland, soundtrack to a documentary film. We'll hear another couple of excerpts, and again, this kind of interesting blend of orchestral and classical instrumentation with a producer who is best known for his work in the rock world. So here are a couple of excerpts from Draumalandið, the Dreamland soundtrack on New Sounds.
Thank you.
Once again, music from Iceland. The album is called Draumalandið, Dreamland, from Valur Sigurðsson, noted rock producer who has done a lot of work with the young classical composer Nico Muhly, and who I suspect is working with Nico again in some of the orchestrations that we just heard. So this collision of musical worlds, rock and classical, working out pretty well for the Bedroom Community folks in Reykjavik. Once again, that's this record label put together by Nico Muhly, Valur Sigurðsson, and the Vermont, New York-based folk singer Sam Amadon, who is elsewhere on this record, too. And a final bit of post-chamber music now in the background from PG6. Six studied composition with Darijohn Mizell, some of whose music we've heard in the past on New Sounds. And like Mizell, it seems like PG6's music is all about texture. This piece, The Book of Ray Guns, for six electric guitars, has these prismatic little fragments of sound that sometimes coalesce and sometimes break apart. And in this recording, all six parts are played by a single guitarist, Tom Keller, overdubbing one on top of the other. The album is a collection of works by PG6 called Music from the Sherman Box Series, and here is The Book of Ray Guns on New Sounds. Thank you. Some music here from a composer who goes by the name of PG6. The album is called Music from the Sherman Box Series and Other Works. And this piece called The Book of Ray Guns. It's a sextet for six electric guitars, all played here by one guy, Tom Keller. And that'll do it for this edition of New Sounds. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.